Welcome. We're warmed up. We're ready to go as we get ready for round number 10, which used to be Magic Round, but Magic Round is next week. And don't forget, Gambaro's on a Saturday at about midday, plus 18s. You've got to be 18 or over. Mm-hmm. It is a licensed establishment. But come along. We're very, very excited about this. Now, we sort of revealed who the big guest was, Gordon Tallis. I mean, it was supposed to be a whole thing, but we revealed it last week, so there's no point hiding it. We might as well be out and proud. So midday, you can watch us do our silly thing. Joel will be hosting. I won't be doing that. Do you know that, by the way, Joel?
No, I don't, actually.
You'll be hosting.
Why would
that.
Things change?
Because I'm doing a game on Fox League at 3 p.m.
What does that matter?
Well, I like to prepare for things, Joel.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what I'm preparing for, yeah. The three. I'm just coming along.
Yeah, on a bus?
I don't like buses. I mean, what's... This was our discussion, Sean, before the show, was I would prefer... I like public transport. I like light rail. I like trains. I grew up near a train station. Mm. I don't care for a bus. So what? That doesn't make me above the working class. Because let me tell you something.
You did say you're above buses.
You said you're above buses. Verbatim.
Sean, do you want to hide your phone? Because I'm seeing who's ringing you now, and I now know it's going to be part of a bit of the show. And now I'm going to tell Gibbo, cancel the bit.
Interested. No, it goes hand in hand.
No, not interested.
It goes hand in hand.
I'm not here as a vehicle for you to take rim shots. How are you, Sean?
I'm good. Are you okay?
I'm fired up because I don't often get to see you two palookas on your own on a Thursday. No, we're on Thursday night, Fox League, after Matty Johns. The audience is growing. I don't understand it. We're not even tipping winners at the moment, and people are watching this thing in droves. I don't get it. So thank you, everyone, for watching. But I did catch your Friday show and your Saturday show, which I don't necessarily get to see all that often, but I happen to be
watching.
There.
Means a lot.
Well, firstly, too many in-jokes. You are treating the 100,000 people that watch that on a Saturday night after they've seen Vonnie and Mal and Cooper Cronk and the post-game. They see you, Palookas, and you're making references to some podcast on a Wednesday and Marcus and all the...
That's Have we heard from Marcus?
No, I'm done. I've heard
from on the Instagram handle.
Yeah.
So don't forget to follow us on the Instagram. What's the handle again, Sean?
Yeah, all one word, yeah. Shug. Get him on side, _ SB.
And there's just been a million references to
him. A million Marcuses. And I know for a fact a few people out there in Instagram world have tried to hunt him down and are on the case. We've almost got him.
So no way.
Just watch this space.
The Marcus.
Potentially the Marcus.
I don't even know if the practice... I'm sure he's doing what he's doing, but I'm not sure practice... Well, maybe he's not.
Maybe it
gets to a point where you go... I just don't want to do this.
I've seen enough.
For those, again, now, so what we're doing is an in-joke.
That's
for those
right. That missed Go the back podcast to last week's last podcast. Week,
I, for a very short period of my life, got
colonic irrigation. Don't mention it again. We lost a lot of people.
Yeah, that's
the
all
feedback
right.
was we lost a lot of people.
They'll have to find out. Go back and listen.
No, because they've never heard of a fast-forward button on a podcast.
Yeah.
Get them on side Instagram page. How's that going? Have we got more than 12 followers yet?
Just gave that a plug about 30 seconds ago. Get them on side, all one word, _SB. Content aplenty. It'll be very busy around Magic Round. Me and Gibbo have been on. We're doing a bit of content because Magic Round, some of us are very, very busy up there for all three nights, 3 days, 4 days, whatever it is. We'll be ticking it over nicely.
Oh, with subjects like what's better, hot or cold? I mean, is that going to get a subject? I mean, I'm enjoying some of the material.
How fired up is he?
Pumped up. How are you, Joel?
Very good, Dan. I love when you're in this sort of mood.
Well, they had to tell Joel to take the jacket off. Joel did this beautiful sports coat, a bit rugby for my liking. Well, I didn't realise it was rugby, and then he took it off, and there's leather patches on the arm.
You look like a geography teacher.
Talking about me not wanting to get the bus and how that just removes me from the working class. What about you wearing a rugby jacket?
It's not a rugby jacket.
It's rugby. It's very rugby.
Anything with leather patches.
It's not a leather patch.
It's a tweed jacket with leather patches.
Oh, dear.
A bit of leather driving gloves would go very well.
Why am I fired? Geez, we're tipping badly, so let's ignore it.
No, we're not.
Yeah, well, some of us are. Let's do So Right, So Wrong. Why I fired up at in-jokes and things like that... Joel went on, it was Friday. I can't remember when I saw you. It might have been before a game, and we get the pictures. So if we're at Fox and we're getting the channel, if it's a Channel 9 production, which Friday night 8 p.m. is, we see what, 9 pumps out. So we actually see them mucking around in the studio before the show, and I see your thing. And Joel, I should have sent Gibbo to go and find this. It's too late now. 7-2 of my best bets this year. I think there may have even been fatty head wobble in the
bit.
7-2. So, of course, what was going to happen? What was going to happen?
I had no hope.
Must have been a Thursday night because...
No, it was Friday. It was the first Friday game because it was the first Friday game.
So, yes, I know. I was watching at home then on Fox.
I'm glad you picked up on it as well, though. I noted it. I did send a message to Gibbo. I just said, just take note of this. If it goes down, let's revive it. But it was home for all money, Shook.
It's the worst beat of the year. I was at dinner, and Tommy Turbo had already scored. Manly are up 20-blot and then 24-6, and I'm having a nice Thai dinner and can't wait to get the back slaps. And then I went to bed. I didn't even check the score.
Hang on, are you eating Thai with a fork and spoon? You just indicated fork and spoon.
Oh, well, sorry.
Eating wrong.
Yeah, sorry. Well, that's where it all started, perhaps.
Right, okay.
So then I go to bed. I didn't even check the results. I was watching the replay tomorrow, and just knowing I've got the best bet up again, which would then make it 8-2. Right? And then I checked the score.
That's not what happened.
26-24. That's exactly what happened.
You cannot pretend to be that.
Had a couple of cheeky ones.
Anyway, let's have a look. I tied mine in with him. Mine wasn't even close, but...
Well, it was. Yours was close as well.
Unders?
Yeah.
Well, let's just play the tape.
This one picks itself. Absolutely says, pick me. Tommy Turbo, anytime try scorer, into Manly to win.
Canberra have beaten Manly.
So I'm going to stick with this game, and I'm going the unders.
He's in front. It turns right. Cochrane! He is a tightrope walker.
Yes.
But Dan.
Thanks, Nick Kotrick. It was 20. It was 20 to over under was 43.5. So 20-6 at half time. I was always behind the eight ball. So I don't consider myself a bad beat.
But what about the tightrope walker there? You got the Elliot Whitehead try, which spewed off the Manly side. The little flick pass, it was the most... It's the worst beat I reckon I've ever seen for me.
Mm-hmm. That's why... How many times have I said this year, mainly because my best bets have been going down in blazes of non-glory, but things go against you and the result doesn't always tell the story, should we? I think if you were to go back, would you have that bet again?
Of course.
Now, there you go. Then that says it all.
But you guys pulled me up appropriately... The punting gods.
The punting gods.
It has taken me years to get you to believe in the punting gods.
Like the self-trump. So you had a big grin on your face.
And I knew it won too, and it didn't.
And just to make a bird of the terrible week we had, we made it a clean 0 from 3.
Mm. I think this line's closer to 12 than 8.5, and there's a lot of upside in getting with the Cowboys against a bruised and battered Dolphin side.
This is a win to Sabre. 28-26. Dolphins over the Cowboys, who've now lost 4 straight.
That was one of my favourite games of the year to call, and it probably won't be remembered. It was just one of those really fun Saturday night games, but it won't be a classic. But I'm loving watching the Dolphins. I think, Shauna, we're going to need to put a moratorium on any Cowboys positivity for a while because they just keep letting us down.
Yeah, really poor. And as I said, usually you go digging deeper into results of games. That's a bet that I got wrong. They were just so poor defensively, really, really poor, silly errors in their own half. They are struggling and struggling big time. I think I definitely got sucked into how they played against the Panthers the week before. Thought they looked good. Chad out, but he didn't really move the market. It was about 8.5, and Chad was out, and the market just said that doesn't really matter. So read into that what you will.
Oh, how much were you hoping the market moved out to 9.5, and then you said, well, Chad was out, and they actually...
Yeah, I would have loved
You were hoping. You really are a nasty human being.
I love that.
You really are a nasty human being. At least we got something. We did have to dig for this. I mean, we have so many tips. You know, a broken clock is right a couple of times a day. This was our broken clock of the week.
I got the flair. I said they could keep it close. I've gone the try bet, either side by 6 or less.
Drink water to tie it. It is just short and just wide. And the Dolphins are going to win.
In fairness to you, Joel, in fairness to you, that actually was always in around the 6 mark. That was the textbook. Six and a half and under either side.
They should have got a penalty at the end, shouldn't they?
I saw that, yeah.
Now, okay, I'm glad you brought this up. Billy Slater brought this up, right? He had a veiled shot too at Fox, I thought, by not, you know, no one there brought it up, basically. Why would you want to bring up, why would you want to encourage people to fake injuries? You're asking Scott Drinkwater to fake it.
No, but the rule's not about being injured.
Yeah.
The rule's about hitting the legs.
It was not penalty worthy.
We've seen four of them this year.
That's a penalty.
Well, because play wasn't dead, can't challenge it anymore.
No, that's right, but it's a penalty.
Actually, you know what he can challenge? Because remember the debacle of Cowboys-Tigers a couple of years ago and Kyle Felt, and there was a clear error. Didn't the NRL change the rules that if it's the final play of the game, it can actually be challenged. Okay. I think you'll find it.
I remember what you're talking about.
Because play is actually dead at the full time.
No, it doesn't affect any.
Can't the bunker get involved there, though? Because it would have been put on report. I think the bunker can get involved there. Anyway, it didn't. It didn't happen. Fleabet got up.
So he could have challenged. And yes, Joel, he would have got up. I just don't.
Do they have challenges left?
Don't we have enough people faking? I know he wasn't faking injuries. It's a good question. I'll look that up when we have a moment or two. Maybe they didn't.
I don't think they did.
Maybe they did. Gee, it would have been a brave ref to give a penalty for that. But again, because Drinkwater didn't put a song and dance, if he does the Pyrrha wedding like Sean Johnson.
If he lays down, the bunker has a look at it.
Yes.
He alerts the bunker to, hey, check this
anyway,
out.
Anyway, I thought, well done, Scott. You know what? Scott Drinkwater wasn't even thinking that. I reckon he struck it. You've struck goal kicks and you've thought, oh, I reckon that's a chance.
Yeah, and you're so preoccupied.
Yeah. All right. Let's do our main topic of the day. Right, so our subject says, where does David Fifita end up? I suspect by the time you listen to this, this might be already known. By the way, it was brought up a couple of weeks ago about someone else, about the ridiculous nature of the anti-tampering laws. So you're telling me David Fifita was available to talk to clubs at the end of this round, so basically 3 days ago, and then all of a sudden he has two massive offers on the table that seem to be very well detailed, and we don't have anti-tampering. As I said, Joel, by the time we get to this, it's probably already decided, so it's pointless for us speculating where he's going to go. I'm going to ask this. What is the options available? Gold Coast, Penrith, Roosters, Dargons. Where is the best case scenario?
Quickly, have you seen KO? Shout out to KO, big supporters of ours. We're on KO.
Yes.
In the match this week, it is Dargons.
No. Have they done that?
Yes, they've done it. Oh, yes. And it's legit. I had to double check it was legit. It's actually legit.
That joke, well done, KO.
Yes.
Because that joke has got a 2-3 day shelf life.
That's it.
And they've just
had to be now. Had to be now.
Because by Friday, I think the statute of limitations on Dargons is done.
Good advertising. People talk about it. It's social media. What about how it was New Brown? So that they said he's the first player in history to debut in the future. How do they land on that date?
I don't know.
It's not even the right. It's not even the right like day of the month.
No.
I think is that jersey valuable now?
Oh.
I think that jersey becomes valuable. You put that at an auction.
Not define valuable.
You put it at a sports auction.
Reckon.
Versus anyone's Origin jersey of no major consequence other than it was an Origin game played jersey. I think Back to the Future gets more money.
I think Dargons is worth more, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right, because that's self-explanatory, whereas you've got to explain the New Brown.
Dave Fifita, really bad week for secret meetings in the NRL last week. Had a secret meeting at Ivan Cleary's house. That got out. Also had a secret meeting with Robbo.
Yep.
Again, none of these are happening around a lazy Susan either. No. Now, there needs to be some sort of ruling rugby league. Any sort of contract talks, negotiations. Phil Gould will only negotiate around a spinning table.
Yeah, but the problem is now the social media age. I think the lazy Susan has suffered because Palookas, who are also enjoying a succulent Chinese meal.
But the meeting isn't secret anyway. Well, so if it's not going to be a secret meeting, have some spring rolls and.
Doesn't sit with me. Like back in our day, and I know this sounds like a dinosaur.
Oh, what a start. What a start to it.
No one was meeting with opposing coaches or even the club. Mm. It was all done with the manager and through facts and all those sort of things.
We got the menu when the cheese, Brandon Smith, had dinner at Robbo's. Yeah. We got the menu. We had a nice French glass of red.
That's right.
And a homemade pizza.
Yep.
I'd love to know what's he going with Fafita, you reckon?
Oh,
it's not red wine.
But Zach Lomak,
we don't know much about Fafita.
No, we don't. You're right.
We all know that Wayne Bennett's meeting with South Sydney up at Magic Round. It just doesn't sound right.
You know, the Wayne Bennett thing, I bet there's a twist. No, I think you'll end up at South. But he's now, what South have done, they've shown their hand. Wayne's got a week to get a deal either with the Dolphins or with Parramatta. I bet he ends up with South. But what's this space?
Isn't it amazing?
Because you know Wayne is going to keep negotiating.
Isn't it amazing? The most sought-after coach at the moment in the game is mid-70s and hasn't won a premiership for, 14 years?
Mm. And to continue answering our question, where should David Fafita end up? I'm stunned. Look, money's not everything. But to desire to go to the Roosters for $250,000 less than you're getting at the Gold Coast, it's the most probably most expensive part of Australia. Something doesn't make sense to me. Some people want to live in that part of the world and are happy to pay stupid money to do it.
You live in that part of the world, don't you?
Yeah, but I didn't ever had the option of getting a lot more money to live on the Gold Coast.
I wonder what Fafita's stance is on sort of catching a bus to and from work.
Penrith, to me, Penrith's the better deal. But, his partner plays footy as well.
Yeah, she's from Penrith.
Well,
born at Nepean Hospital.
Okay.
I want him to stay at the Gold Coast.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But
not happening.
Clearly, it's not going to happen.
Not happening.
Mm.
Quickly, we touched on Wayne. Are we okay with Ben Hornby running out the same joke twice, one on Channel 9, one on Fox League about Wayne taking his job? Because to me, it goes from maybe being a joke for one to I'm going to make a point
about
this. You like it?
Can't use it again.
Was it on the same day?
Well, it must have been minutes apart.
It would have been
pre-game
minutes apart.
One Fox, one Nine.
You're a hard. That's like saying a stand-up comedian
It was a question.
So Chris Rock can only do his act once. That's it.
Ben Hornby's not a comedian. I think there just might have been a little bit more to it.
By the way, Jerry Seinfeld has done so much press for that Pop-Tart movie, it must really suck. It must be horrible if he's done that much press, or he's just desperate for good reviews.
Really quickly, have you seen the Tom Brady roast?
No, I'm watching it tonight.
Oh, it's so awkward. Like, it is so awkward.
I plan to fast forward all footballers, and I only want to hear the comedians who I heard were savage.
Yeah, it's so awkward. I didn't enjoy it.
It's not really my go either.
Me being the nastier person, I think it's right down my alley. No, you've got to love roast or you don't.
Watch it on the bus on the way home.
It's a bit try-hard.
Again, a bit like your Friday and Saturday segments. Now it's becoming tedious and self-indulgent. Dolphins versus Manly is our Thursday night game. Geez, you've got the odds wrong here, Sean, and I don't mind telling you. Dolphins are playing great football, but no one respects them. Manly continue to tease. Talking about the Cowboys, Manly are doing the same thing. Dolphins getting 2.5 as we speak. Herbie's back. Herbie's back. Ben Trbojevic back for Manly. Dolphins only have one match this year against a team with a winning record. So, wouldn't say flat track bullies, but you wouldn't say they're that far away from that. Manly now twice have blown three times have blown a 14-plus lead. They're what the Warriors used to be a few years ago. Two losses and a draw. I can't believe the Dolphins I can't believe, Joel, they're at least not $1.90.
Yeah, at the start of the week, I was keen to plunge into Manly, but Olakuadu's a big out, and so too Croker, the dummy half.
Yeah,
He's a decent out as well. So Ben Trbojevic comes back. Nathan Brown's out as well. I'm just really nervous. I've got a bet in the game, but it's not relating to a winner.
Yeah, the Finns, they might be my bogey team so far this year. I can't seem to catch them at the right time. You look through some of the key sort of numbers, and they're actually going okay defensively. I think their missed tackle number is really, really low. So Bennett's got them pretty tight, but they also concede a few really soft tries as well. I know they got the win last week, but again, does that maybe say more about how the Cowboys are going? I'm just not too sure, but I think one thing you can probably take to the bank is Manly on the road. You just sort of have to get against them, and then you double on top of that they're odds on the road. against a Finn side that's going okay. Couple of outs, as you mentioned, for Manly Shug. Like, I think there's a fair bit on your side for the Dolphins here.
Every clip that we've shown here, for those watching on KO or through YouTube, every single clip, the most improved Dally M player of the year, Cody Nikorima.
Mm.
Every try there he was involved in, and yep. the right side's absolutely cashing in. So I'm going to hit you with a woo. Woo! Let's do this, boys. The flair woo! For this game. Very, very keen on the total match points under. I'll explain a little bit later why. But Jermaine Asako, that right edge, Avarillo, Cody Nikorima, Asako, it's flying. Five tries in his last five games.
Yeah, he's really flying. He and Mulitalo must have the most tries over the last, say, since the start of 2023. Mulitalo, I'm doing his numbers the other day. Boy, he's got to put away some of the antics. But he scored something like 29 or 30 tries from the start of last season. Asako must be around the same.
So Mulitalo, he's missed the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He hasn't gone three in a row misses since 2022. So super consistent.
All right, Penrith Canterbury is a very interesting 6 p.m. game at Penrith Stadium. Penrith obviously warm favourites, 14.5. It's a lot of start against Canterbury, but it is the great Penrith side. And Cleary, we think, is back. Nathan Cleary, we think, is back. He's played just four of their games. Four of their eight games. Alamotti in the centres for Tungo. He's suspended. He's suspended, right?
Yep.
And Liam Henry. Gee, good to see I've done my research, but I'm not doing this game, so I haven't really taken a close look at it, except for one particular aspect. Liam Henry is back as well. Joel, I wasn't impressed by Canterbury on Saturday against West Tigers. They won, and they came back. They did well in that regard. I think they might just get a little lesson here that they haven't got for some time.
Maybe. Ever since Sherry's gone to that left-hand side, they have been a better side. The Foxes scored four tries in four games with Sherry on that left-hand side. The concern for me for Penrith is you've got this new relationship, which is Cleary with Alamotti.
Mm.
So if you like a bulldog, I think the Fox can pick up a try here. But I've got to say, I'm with you. I think the Panthers side...
You know, it's their first home game in 7 weeks.
Really?
The one in between was Bathurst. That's their home game. But first game at Penrith Stadium since they lapped Brisbane, an injury hit Brisbane, on a Thursday night in round three.
You mentioned Sherry. I agree they're a better team in attack with him on the left and defensively on the other side with Crichton being there. But at the start of the year, I think Seraldo's, he was a bit cautious with putting Sherry straight, and I think it was his defence. And last week against West Tigers, Buller had some luck just getting on the outside of him. Maybe Edwards can do the same. And it's the Panthers' right edge. It's their real hot edge so far this year. Cleary's missed half of those games or whatever it is. He comes back. We know he loves the right. Dylan Edwards loves popping up on the right. I've got a few concerns about the Bulldogs left. Pleasingly, last week, I know you're big on halves popping up on both sides of the field. Birdo, for whatever reason, I was big on the Bulldogs left against Tigers right.
Birdo.
He's popping up Birdo.
You made of the show.
Birdo is popping up a lot on the right. I know it's only one game, but it was the most for the year. Only twice last year he ran the ball more on that side of the field. So you can maybe look for the Bulldogs' right-edge players in this one as well.
A few weeks ago, Shawnee produced a heat map on your favourite show.
Did you see the heat map? You would have liked that.
It was about Dylan Edwards and where his tries come from, and they were mostly on the right. Since that, I've been paying great attention to Dylan Edwards.
Mm.
When it's in good ball, so when they're attacking the line, he almost never goes to the left-hand side.
Oh, yeah.
So they kind of play Lua on the left, he plays that same role on the right, and then you've got Yo and Cleary in the middle.
Which would explain why there's so many right tries this year.
Taruva, top try scorer.
Yeah. But in saying that, I'm going the other way with my woo. Canterbury, there, as you guys have alluded to, their right side defence has been their weak side this year. To'o on the left, Cleary back, I think. I just like the odds, $7.50, first try score. I just see Penrith getting off to an absolute flyer, so I'll just take the odds. Taruva is your favourite. Either way, I'll just go Tottle, get a little bit better, better odds. Jeez, 14, my English is way off this morning. A little bit better odds.
14.5 is just enough for me.
The Dogs.
To have a little bit of a nibble at the Bulldogs. Fine.
Weather is bad again this weekend, isn't it, in Sydney? I
think weather watch again. I don't think as bad as last week.
No, but...
Actually, just a learning, which I noted last year, and I forgot about it this year, when there's really wet games, it's so easy to defend sliding. So you don't see too many wingers score. It's really hard to see wingers score. So when you're having a try score a bet in a really rainy game, you want to play the forwards.
Narrow it up a bit.
Like even last week.
I like it.
Kafusi scored.
Yep.
Dylan Walker went through the middle. It was those types of middle tries.
Now, that's what you need a heat map for. That's good. Well, it's a good stat. Yeah. It's a very good stat.
Did you see the heat map graphic? It's very sharp.
Yeah, it's not a heat map. All I saw were numbers.
No, he produced a heat map.
I've created a little heat map in my
very
lab.
Very good. Is that what you do 38 hours a week?
That's what that computer's there. He hasn't once touched the keyboard on the computer.
It's on. He's got it away.
No, high privacy, mate, because I know you're peeking at my numbers. You've already looked at my phone and who's calling me.
It flashed up right in front of me. Parramatta, I'm not doing that bit, by the way. Parramatta, we're going to go. I had two Bambis, that one we just wiped. I'm not here to be your patsy. Parramatta versus Brisbane. Parramatta versus Brisbane. You do the bit if you want. I just won't participate.
No, I don't do bits. I'm not a comedian.
Parramatta, now look in the mirror and tell yourself that. Parramatta Brisbane, CommBank Stadium on a Friday night. Parramatta, Blaise Talangi, did he not reject an option to stay on at the club beyond this year? He is the fullback. Sean Russell into the centres. We've only really known him as a winger. Brisbane, Josh Rogers in the seven role. That's because Jock Madden is injured. He's got a rib problem, so he can't replace the also injured Adam Reynolds. Corey Oates returns. And Jack Gajewski straight into the 17. He left Cowboys. He was angling for personal reasons. Wanted to come back down to southeast Queensland. Fletcher Baker, he couldn't really crack it at the Roosters, and now he's shunted out of the 17 to make way for a guy who's been there 5 minutes. Parramatta's lost four of their last five. They're conceding a lot of points. I'll start with you. Brisbane without Reynolds, and he joined the club in 2022, they're 7-4. They're not that bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, as a whole outfit, they've been going very good in that time frame. Forwards have been so dominant. They are intact in the forward department here. Payne Haas returned, thought he was pretty good. The Broncos, I know it's very hard to stick up for them last week because that scoreline did get away. Their first half, probably I don't mean this word to be offensive, but it was really, really dumb the way they played. They were kicking early, chip and chase. It was just, we know they play frenetic and that's where they score points, but they went one step too far. I'm going to do a bit of a deep dive in the Fox League version of this when I just ducked into the lab in
and very out. Good.
Should have scored a lot of tries against the Roosters in the first half, didn't. And then the second half, they lost to Arthurs, reshuffles. Mam was in the head bin. Yellow card. There's a few things that went away from them. And I'm not overly worried about no Reynolds here because they can play fast and put a lot of points on Parramatta here.
I tend to agree. How do you see it? CommBank, when it's wet, is one of the... It's probably even worse than Homebush in terms of it just shrinks the game.
3-4 at home, Parramatta. For the Broncos, the four losses, twice to the Roosters, Penrith, Melbourne, so big guns.
Mm.
But then their five wins, four games 13+, so that they are bashing up on those weaker teams. This is a weaker team.
Yeah.
So I'm keen on the Broncos.
No Gutho, obviously no Mitchell Moses still. Gutho is a big out because if games are starting to get away from them, he's still their big energy man and tries to keep them in it. A worry, if it gets away, it can get away quick.
I've just had a thought. Let's say Parramatta get lapped. Uncle Wayne, there's a week where he hasn't meeting South for a week. I'm just interested to see if Wayne looks at this side and goes, yeah, I can probably with Mitchell and Dylan Brown, two halves ready to go. I can probably.
Who's more likely to win a comp in the next 3 years?
Parramatta.
Parramatta, Dolphins, or South?
Ooh.
Parramatta, Dolphins, or South?
Give me the Finns.
Finns.
Parramatta.
Yeah.
So surely Terry Reader, mate. Just Finns. Let's just.
Yeah, stop the press conferences. Let's put money under the table.
I've got the Ric Flair here. I think this game has a chance to open up, particularly on the Broncos side of things. Reece Walsh, his support, he pops up everywhere. I think you just have to be on him in a game where it could potentially get away from the other team. And Dean Mariner is the other one. He's going in anytime try score a double. Sivo on that left edge, they like to defend in. If you give that side of the Broncos, Stags, Mariner, any sort of space, they're going to burn you to absolute pieces. North of $3, which is what we like for the Flares.
Very nice indeed. West Tigers, Newcastle Knights. This is a Tamworth game. I gather Newcastle will be the crowd favourite here, but we'll wait and see. West Tigers have played here now the last few years. Aiden Caesar's gone for a few weeks. People don't understand. It was his third charge. That's why he got 4 weeks. And it was a hip drop. So Sullivan comes into seven. Stafford Toa, where's he been? He's back. And Appy Coruscant, most importantly, returns. Tyson Frizzell and Jacob Saifidi return to a pretty solid-looking Newcastle team, I've got to say. Fifth game at Tamworth. Tigers have only won once. They have lost their last five. And for all the hype early, especially after that Cronulla win, Joel, they've only scored 58 in their last five. It's the same problem they've had for years. They can't score.
Caesar's a big out. Sullivan's a six for mine. It's a big out. And when you look around the dressing rooms and you see Jacob Saifidi back, Tyson Frizzell is back. The record up there at Scully Park, they're usually blowouts. So the last four games, I think they've all been comfortable wins by whoever won it. Hasn't been so favourable for the Tigers. I hate to say it, but I'm pretty bullish on the Knights.
Yeah, it's a very tricky game to work out for me with all those outs. Caesar, I agree, he's a massive out from that spine of the Tigers. They get Appy back. They've been okay last 3 weeks against good opposition. Panthers, Broncos, they're the very best. Bulldogs last week, I probably think they're going better than maybe what the world thinks. And we're still sort of in that game again. Points, Dan, as you said, is their main issue. And I was very close. We're very much aligned on the total in this game. And the flip side, Knights, where do their points come from either with no Ponga? That spine just can't really create much. I think a low scoring affair, and I make it pick 'em, so I just have to be with West Tigers based on the number.
I very much like David Armstrong to do something here. I'm impressed with him as a player, as we see Daniel Saifidi scored the match-winning try. I found this a captivating game, the Newcastle Warriors game. Too many players staying down, faking injuries.
They had them on the left there. Jeez.
Yeah, they had the Warriors are in a funk, and we'll get to them in a moment. But Joel
Armstrong, very quickly, not a suitable game for him last week in the wet.
In the wet, no.
A couple of areas. He's a fast-track player.
So yeah, of course.
And I liked that they had the first game. And I know it's not your flair, Joel, so you'll get to you in a second. But the first game, there were plays set up for Armstrong. Little outside, inside, little kicks ahead. Like they are tailoring their game to suit a kid who's playing now his third game. But your flair, please.
Yeah, look, as I said, I'm keen on the Knights. Woo! And the right-hand side for the Tigers, that's going to be filled in now by Sullivan. Sullivan had a couple of bad misses in the New South Wales Cup last week. So you can either go to his side or to Olam on the other side. You can bet your bottom dollar they're going to go to Bradman Best's side. So for me, Bradman Best and Greg Marzu to combine for two tries or more between them.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. St George Illawarra versus South is our 5:30 game at Cogra. What was that, Joel?
With no. As if... No, because the price had come in from less than $3. It was over $3 when I backed it. And I was waiting for you to go, $2 over.
No, he's the...
I'm the auditor.
You look at the South Sydney team. I just implore people to do that. Just go on NRL.com or wherever you get your team list. That is the sort of team you would see week two of an NRL trial series in February, where some of the guns are playing, but you know they're only going to play for 20 minutes, and then it's all the kids. My God. Gemet Shibasaki has been pulled out of the...
You think it's the Charity Shield team, don't you?
Charity Shield team is better than this. Charity Shield. In fact... Can we, Gibbo, for next week, line up this South Sydney team with the team they put up at the Charity Shield? I bet the Charity Shield team is better. Dion Tiapa is the halfback. I've seen him in a trial. He's actually impressive. But Gemet Shibasaki, he's just come from nowhere to come back into the NRL. Latrell's back. That's obviously the big one. And this was the week Ben Hornby decided, well, he's clearly made a bunch of changes. The extended bench is players that we've never heard of, so clearly he's going to give some of these kids a run at some stage, including Matt French, who will make his debut. Sean, I think I know where we're all going with this game.
Yeah, I think we are. The most important name, it's not on that sheet for me, is Cameron Murray now. You add him to the already huge injury toll, even though they get Latrell Mitchell back. This sounds crazy, but with names like Latrell Mitchell and Cody Walker in that back line, two of the best attacking players we've seen for, you know, however long, it's arguably the worst that's been rolled out in the NRL for a while. So it's really, they're going to struggle to really score points. Then on top of that, the pack with no Murray, where do they get their metres from? Dragons, lucky, I think, to that result was as close as what it was against the Sharkies. Probably left a few out there. The Sharks, I think, got lucky to cover. At home, though, I know they're not going I don't put them in the good team category, and I hate backing good teams when they're so short odds on. But I can only mount a case for the Dragons.
Cody Walker's 200. I don't know if that inspires them in any way. Latrell is back, which always gives you some pause, Joel.
Yes.
But Dragons seem to be right. This is the sort of game I can see them expressing themselves. And Zach Lomax back on the wing. I think we all agree that's an improvement.
6:30 in the morning, Monday. I'm doing my homework for this game, and I'm straight on the text. Boys, $1.90, yeah, Dragons.
Sorry about this.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Quickly into $1.60, whatever they are now. But
now, would you arbitrage that?
Nah.
But isn't that what the smart people do?
I'm not betting big enough to arbitrage. But the smart big punters would.
Let it ride, Dan.
Yeah.
Well, see, Gampus, okay.
Can I just talk about, if I was Ben Hornby, who, by the way, he was the captain when they won in, I think a lot of people would miss that. If you said, who captained the Dragons in 2010, a lot of people would miss Ben Hornby.
I would have said Dean Young.
Yeah, a lot of people would miss Ben Hornby. He was captain. Anyway, if I was him coaching this game, I would move Dion Tialpa to the left, because the game you're talking about, he shined on the left. But more importantly, Latrell Mitchell's a heavy left-sided player. Jack White's a heavy left-sided player. Cody Walker's a heavy left-sided player. If Cody plays on the left-hand side and they're so dominant, those voices, how's Dion Tialpa going to get any ball? And therefore, if that's the case, if I'm playing fullback and I'm Sloan, I'm just shoving the troops to the right-hand side.
Okay. Sounds good. How are we going to make money off that, though?
Okay, well, I don't think they'll do that, and I think it will be all left dominant. So for me, Jack Whiten is an absolute play. He's playing good footy, Jack Whiten. Jack Whiten to score, and I love Tyrell Sloan. This will be a loosey-goosey game. He should be pouncing on a try.
It's funny, the last time they played at Cogra, it was 36-30, and Sean, I tend to think this could be similar. I don't know if South will get that many points, but I think this might be. There's two games this week that scream same game multi.
Yeah. I know what the other one is.
Yes.
Yeah. This could be it. Like they're both conceding a lot of line breaks, and there could be points from anywhere. But again, be very, very cautious backing the Dragons at such short odds on.
Melbourne Cronulla, a super duper Saturday night game at Amy Park. If Melbourne weren't busted and Cronulla weren't perceived as flat track bullies, this would be one of the most hyped games in years. First versus second. We haven't had a first versus second in the regular season since the Broncos played the Dolphins round four last year. It's like 16 times in the last 16 years. Doesn't happen often. No guarantee it happens every year. Both have won their last five. We're all interested to see how Cronulla handled this, but you look at Melbourne. Tyron Wishart's at six. Munster, for the first time in his 201-game career, is halfback. I don't know if his role changes, but he's halfback. Tyron Wishart runs 10 times a game. So I guess Munster's role does have to change, and someone has to be the organiser there. Melbourne, 14 in a row at Amy. Cronulla, much like the Dolphins, they've played one game against a team in the eight, currently in the eight. That was Canterbury in round two. Last 3 years, this is my stat of the day, against the bottom eight or nine, last 3 years, Cronulla 31-5.
Oh.
Against teams in the top eight, 8-15. They're in a no-win situation to me, Joel, because if they win, they should. And if they lose, my God, they can't even meet a week in Melbourne.
And they've got a massive month, haven't they, in front of them? Brutal month. I just think Hughes is flying. He's one of the best players in the competition right now, but he's getting those injuries. He's now 30.
Is he 30?
Yeah.
He's
cheeky old, isn't he?
Old man.
No, he's 30.
You are targeting...
Cheeky old.
Cheeky old. Pappenhausen too, by the way, and let's not forget last week, the very first three tries had his fingerprints all over it. Yes, Folongo's a star player, but he's not Pappenhausen, I can tell you right now.
Yeah. Handy replacement, but it's compounded because you don't have a replacement for Folongo either. So Xavier Coates is still out, lose a bit of strike there on an edge. Their back five really doesn't look that exciting to score points. And the Sharkies, their back five, they make enormous metres. Nico's going to get all the help he needs out of their own half. Forwards can then take over, which is probably the Sharkies' strength again. And I know the rhetoric is they can't beat top four sides and yada yada. This Melbourne side, as named, is nowhere near a sort of top four side. And I think the Sharks deserve to be favourites here. They should be favourites. And I'd be shocked if there isn't a push for the market and get some favourites by kick-off.
I reckon Hazelton's made a difference to this team now that he's comfy. He scored the last 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Do you remember this game last year? Nicho Hynes was the front runner for Origin, and he had his last game against Melbourne down there.
Yes.
Mm. And it was a complete car crash.
Yes.
And which got him out of the side, essentially.
Yes.
I reckon he comes down here and just completely turns that around. Man of the match. Mm. Off he goes.
And I don't like to sort of read into those sort of things, but every time he's spoken in the media, there seems to be a big resolve about him. He's clearly got Origin on his mind as a bit of a...
Yeah.
To make it... not a comeback, but maybe right a few things that he did wrong when given the chance. My flair bet here, as I said, I make the Sharkies favourite, so we just got to go for the jugular, 13 plus, which is funny because they've lost their last five 13 plus down there, the Sharkies, so they've got to turn around.
The Sean system.
Yeah, they've got to turn around that form line. But again, too many outs. Hughes, their best player the last 2 years. It's a massive, massive out.
Well, and Melbourne, apart from the South game, don't put teams away. So 7-1 might be a slightly false economy with the great Melbourne Storm. Fascinating game. Roosters-Warriors, Sunday arvo, because at some stage the Warriors have to turn this around, and I'm not sure they can. Roosters playing great footy, $1.28. Warriors, $3.73. The line is double digits as we speak. Coming back into the side, JWH, 300th game. And you know the Roosters... Much like the Melbourne Storm, really treat the Milestones games with massive respect. Radley is back. Tupou is back. Lenu is back. Warriors. Tavanga is returning. They can't score, the Warriors, Joel. They cannot score. They've become suddenly one-dimensional.
Yeah, I follow an Instagram handle called Crazy Rugby League Facts. Some good stuff there. And they say it's the first time Trent Robinson...
You refer to this so often...
Yeah, because you've got to give it credit.
I'm suspecting Kane burner account.
No.
That's
no,
what
no.
I'm suspecting.
No. You've got to give him credit. And one of the things they shared was the Roosters have not been able to produce their best possible team since the 2019 grand final. This is the first time since the 2019 grand final they've been able to produce their best possible team. You look at some of those missing outs. You've got Egan Butcher, Satili Tupanua, Siwa Wong. So they've just got to nail this. They're flying, 100 points in the last two games, up and about. Roosters, 13 plus.
Mm. Yeah, they're big favourites. I'm not strong on this game. They deserve to be big favourites, but at what point does that just start to tilt the Warriors' way? I think it's almost around that. So we'll see a double-figure line. It's a big start.
They're too short.
They've
won the last seven against the Warriors.
Yeah, and they've kept the Warriors to 0, 12, 14, 12, 10, 6, 0. And the Warriors now are in a funk.
Read that back line out, Dan. I obviously got a good pack.
Tedesco, Tupou, Swali'i, Manu, Young, Kiri, Walker.
That's sharp, isn't it? But that back five in particular.
The weather last week didn't suit the Warriors. I think they prefer a much drier track. So take that into a little bit of consideration. But
Well, it's going to be wet again in Sydney, isn't it?
Well, it may well be, yeah. So there you go. But that brings 10.5 into it. So there's a few things going on. Watch this space. The one question that I raised on our WhatsApp chat, what number is Roger wearing in this game after Chan's last week? All the attack just seemed to stifle when he got his hands on the footy. He's rolled out in number one again, Chan. So if Roger was back there, I'd mount a really good case.
There were four or five sets towards the end. I called that one for radio. There were four or five sets at the end where it cried for Roger.
Yep. Yeah.
He never saw it. Or the play was, keep Roger out of the set and we'll put a kick up for him.
The problem he has, he went so hard in the off-season about saying, nah, chance is fullback, chance is fullback, chance is fullback. You've got to either concede defeat or double down on wrong.
I've got the flair. Woo! I wanted to have... Roosters 19 plus, but I didn't like the odds. Might have even got to your $3 number. So I've gone Warriors under 6.5 alternative points. So they're going
to score
6 and under. $5.20. This Roosters defence is eating teams up at the moment. So apart from 5 bad minutes against the great Broncos attack, they were pretty much spotless. So give me that for Sunday afternoon, Mother's Day. Gold Coast Titans versus North Queensland Cowboys. I don't think we're going to have any alternate under 6.5 for this one. This is going to be a points fest. Tanner Boyd is out. So Chris Randall, who's played really good footy this year, but he's a worker. He plays in the halves with four. I'm not sure how that's going to go. Mo Fotowaker back in the side with Keanu Kinney. Be fascinated. Kinney should be in the halves. But anyway, that's just my uninformed opinion.
Well, Kinney started the year at fullback.
I understand.
I'd be doing that. You got to get AJ. Whether it's one or six, he's airborne, doesn't matter. But I think that side looks better to me on paper. Kinney one, Brimson four and six, seven, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think what he'll do, he'll he'll take the shine off the ball with Chris Randall there to defend. He's a great defender. As soon as the dummy half, Verrills needs a spell, Randall goes switch into hooker, route. Brimson goes to six, and then Kinney goes to fullback.
Makes sense. Very nicely explained. Cowboys have lost their last four, Joel. Their last win was against Gold Coast, 35-22 wow. up there in Townsville.
They had a good month, haven't they? They pushed the Warriors. They beat the Warriors. Pushed Manly, pushed Melbourne, pushed Raiders down there. So they're in the fight now. They're now committed to stay in the date for the 80 minutes. This bloke, Brimson, fair dinkum, he is airborne.
What number jersey is he wearing at State of Origin?
14.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's in front of Ben Hunt for me.
Mm. I think he might be starting centre, potentially. Got a few injuries, Queensland. We're just talking about that outside. Anyway, the issue with the Cowboys...
New South Wales, $6 to win 3-0. Anyway.
The issue with the Cowboys, they start games really slow. They're the worst for across the first 20 minutes of games. They're playing from behind. Just all the good teams, you look at the top three, Storm, Broncos, Penrith, they've only conceded 5 in that period for the whole year. Cowboys, 12. Yep. So immediately they're chasing their tail. They need to fix up their defence, need to fix up errors, particularly in their own half. They're not doing themselves any favours, make the most errors coming out of their own end. So they're turning the ball over in really poor areas, which I think should be easy to fix. And if it does click, it can click. We know what they like in attack. I don't really have a view on who wins this game, to be fair. Very hard.
All right, but you have a flair to give us.
Yes, and I think you were talking about this game with the same game multi-thon.
I'd be a siren, a button. Woo, woo, like that. This is your same game siren.
I couldn't argue with you cutting a few names up and just picking out of a hack. This is going to be points of plenty, and I'm going to the total match points bands market, 61 plus.
Well, there's another.
This is a points.
You boys are just looking for wins at the moment. Like the odds of some of these flares. You attack me for having small flares. Hang on. Did I see $3.80 for 61 points or more?
The total's 40, maybe 50 and a half in this game.
It was $7.25.
I don't know. When no, it was I think that, that might be a typo.
But I'm seeing a Sean 3.85, a Sean 3.40. A Sean $5.
I remember
when you had testicles. Anyway, let's do best bets, please. Our best bets for the week. Joel Kane.
5 times this year, the Dolphins have held a team to 18 points or less. I think the Manly side's defence wasn't so bad last week. Yes, they conceded 26 points, but they were fluky tries. Really, really fluky tries. This game's for the top 4 spot. And I think it's going to be a defence-led game. I want the unders, and I hate this bet type. I hate this bet type, but I want the unders 47.5, which is pretty punchy.
That is very punchy.
I don't hate it as much, but it's anti-football.
Sorry, 7-3. 7-3.
Tigers versus Newcastle at Tamworth. Tigers haven't scored 20 in 6 straight games. The Knights aren't scoring very many either. In fact, both sides combined average 32 points a game. So at Tamworth, 43. Why is the number so high, Sean? 44.5. Give me the unders for that game.
Strange one. I think day game on the road, generally high scoring. But again, these two teams struggle to score points. Sharkies, you just have to back the price. I think they're favourites, and I'd be shocked if they don't jump as favourites. This one was in the feed and in the feed early. No Hughes, no Pappenhausen, no Xavier Coates. I know the record isn't great down there, but forget about it because it's a different team. They just have to win this game.
And they'd have it circled Sharkies too, wouldn't they?
Well, the next 2 weeks, very, very hard.
Yep.
They need to get a win on the board here against one of the big 4.
All right. It's almost like we're deliberately making him anchor. It just worked out that way.
Maybe I'm deliberately doing it.
Time for everyone's favourite segment, Shooting Bambi. I'm going to make a reference the young people aren't even going to probably even understand, especially you, Sean. That is what used to be an Australian institution called Hey Hey It's Saturday. Now, why am I bringing up Hey Hey It's Saturday? Wasn't that dead about 20 years ago? Yes, it was. Let me explain the history of Hey Hey It's Saturday. It started as a kid show in the 1970s. It took off, a variety show, but more of a, for a kid's audience. But then all of a sudden, Daryl Summers and Ozzy Ostrich and co. got very popular. And... he's just given the nod. I'm not doing the second bit. I'm not doing it, mate. I told you I'm not doing
it. To do with that.
You gave him the nod. Let me start again. Hey, Hey, It's Saturday continues to be in the news for reasons I don't understand. Primetime show until 1999. It got the bullet. Fair enough. It had a wonderful run. And then there were some by request shows and Then in 2009, they brought it back. A second win for the show. And it had massive ratings for two shows, racial incident involved, and then they brought it back for a full season in 2010. And at that point, people realised, hang on, this show is well past its use-by date. They stopped watching, the show got canned. But Daryl Summers has an obsession with keeping Hey Hey and ramming it down our throats. He owns the show, you see. He owns the footage. And he didn't make enough money from it. So in 2014, he came up with HeyHey.tv. There you go, just gave it a free plug. For $6.95 a month, you can go back and watch the archives of every Hey Hey It's Saturday, right? And it got a massive promotion on A Current Affair. So basically 5 minutes of free advertising on national network TV. Because if you wanted to see what was going on with What Cheeses Me Off in 1985, you could pay $6.95 a month. Well, guess what? No one paid because people thought, I got better things to do with my $6.95 a month. But that doesn't stop Daryl. And now, 10 years after that debacle, he's going to bring Hey Hey It's Saturday back for a national tour. Daryl, you've got it. It's over. You've had a wonderful career, a legend of Australian TV. But much like a horse that breaks its leg on the racetrack, you've got to put the blanket over this thing and take out the shotgun. Boom! It's over for Hey Hey It's Saturday. Now that's a shooting Bambi. And that horse. Is... Remember, we are back on Fox League following the Matty John show tomorrow night. So Dolphins Manly and then Matty John's and then us. And don't forget, Brisbane Gambaros. We will be on midday Saturday, but it is for 18s only. Anything else left to be said, Joel?
Ed Fitzroy going the weekend.
Why is he off the bits?
If you're going to do bits, you've got to include me. If you're going to do bits on this show, and I don't mind being the laughing. When I bring something to the table and then you decide you're going to take it and run with it.
No.
And not include me in the process,
Done. Nothing to do with that.
We'll see you on Fox League tomorrow night.
You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.